sprouting. We spoke a bit about the Holocaust and the enormous shefa that we've seen since then. Chazal, we're on Reish Mem Zayin. Chazal, HaKadoshim Megalim Lanu, Ki Dafka HaRega HaKasheh BeYoseh BeTisha B'Av. Chazal tell us that Dafka, the worst, the hardest moment of Tisha B'Av, HaRega Shebo Choza Eish BeBeis HaMikdash, when the fire was mamash at its peak at the Beis HaMikdash, Hu HaRega Shebo Noilet Mashiach. That's the moment when Mashiach gets born. Lo Ra'ayma Le'il Mizbarim Advarim Kamin Choyma. Kasheh Egiya Ha'eda V'Achoyshech La'atzmosam Amole. Based on what we said now, we understand very well what has to be that way. When you get to the worst part, when you get to the worst aspect of the darkness and the void, Dafka Av Noitza Gilu Shaleda Samashiach. Dafka, there is the revelation of the Lady of Mashiach. We said when the seed disintegrates, that's when there's the sprouting. Kashe Nahorosa Lagamre Bechina Sanecha Shem Elokecha Asher Tzeisi Yitzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. When the Bechina, when the Musag of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, who took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim, Kashe Hagilu Akoidem, Shelaya Chelek Meitanu, Neras Veigana Lehest upon him Gomer, where that Gilo is completely wiped out, and you've got your total Hest upon him, Davka Az Noidan HaMashiach, that's where Mashiach's born. B'Shazu Kabalnes Anoichi Shel Hest Astir. There was two Anoichis. There's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeis Chemeh Mitzrayim, with Nisim Giluim. And then there's Anoichi Hasta Astapona. It's the same Anoichi. The Anoichi that Megal himself to us, Bekol Oiz Betikva, with all the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satayra and Kriyas Yamsuf and Kabbalah Satayra, is the same Anoichi that's Hasta Astir. As Gilinu Es Anoichi Bekoichach Atzmeinu, we reveal that second Anoichi, who Hofach Yois Chelek Matzmaseinu. After you get the freebie, the Anoichi, Hashem takes out of Mitzrayim, that's a freebie, you have no schiot. Eilu ve'eilu, Eilu ve'avodah zarah. You have no schiot to get out of Mitzrayim. And he takes us and whatever. And then we go through the astaponim, we go through the darkness. And when we build a Magala Hashem in that darkness, then the final Anoichi is ours. You've made it, you've done it. It's a Yesh Mi'ayim. And you've created it. It's not a coincidence that Leil Pesach and Leil Tisha B'Av is on the same night. You know that. Tisha B'Av this year is on Motzei Shabbos, because that's when Pesach was. No, sorry. It's on Shabbos.
No,
it's on Shabbos. It's Nidcha, yeah, but the Etzem day is on Shabbos. Sorry. Pesach is on Shabbos. Or is the same?
It's only now that our calendar's fixed.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that...
Huh?
It became about because of the fact the calendar is fixed. We don't have this in Edgen, so now that some of those two elements are therefore
need to be set on the same day. Dafka, we don't have the Giloi from Avraham Avinu. Very nice. Mind-boggling, that calendar, if you think about it. Nothing to do with what you're dealing with, but the calendar is mind-boggling. You have to come up with a calendar for 2,000 years that takes into account leap years, that takes into account you can't have Hoshana Rabbah on Shabbos, and you can't have this on Erev Shabbos, and you can't have this then, you can't have that there, and these things have to be on the same day, and there's have to be, it's quite a task for an abacus. They didn't have laptops in those days. They worked with No, when Mashiach comes, I mean, whatever. Mashiach has to come before the end of 6,000 years. From my celebrations. We're now in Tafshin. Ein Ches, where are we? Tafshin Ein Ches? Tes, I don't know. So we've got about another 200 and something years left. if we've got it right. They asked the Chofetz Chaim, what would you do if Mashiach hasn't come after 6,000 years? He says, I'll carry on being Jewish. I'll carry on being a Yid. Don't make the same mistake they made with the Chet Eagle. You know, 40 days, click, bang, you know, that's it, I'm out of here. Man, you could have counted wrong, you could have missed the plot. Mashiach's coming, don't worry, he's very close. Kodesh Baruch Hu Hivrachis is based on Mikdash Kerev in Nois Al Chobonoseim Binyan Adeat. Kodesh Baruch Hu, remember the moshel we brought from knocking down the building? You want to build the building, so you first have to knock down the old building. So Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in order to build an eternal building. Binyan She'ein Acharav Churban. There can't be a Churban of the third Beis. Binyan Ze'ene L'yoicha Livnoit El Al Yosoides Itnim Mitzokim. The shoydis of an eternal building have to be very, very sturdy. We are the ones that are digging the foundation for that building today. Amnam, anu chayfrim beimke adama, sochel ha'afan avshenu dovka le'eret betinino. Aleinu la'amoid benisaynes v'yisurim. When you're building the foundations, you're up to your eyeballs in mud and dirt and plaster and clay. It comes with enormous yisurim and yisaynus. Shelon is nase b'em shum dor. No generation was tested like this. Emes anachnu nimtzayim b'machsheicha adoma. In Achinami, we're in the depths of the bowels of darkness. Ach kachol shanachnu ma'amim miyoseh sa yisaynus kach yeh gam abinyan godel yoseh. The deeper we dig the foundations and the deeper we go into the darkness, so too will the building be much greater. So will the light shine much brighter. Kaira Dairis Miraish Bocha Boni Lyoy Shlichav Hanemonim. Hashem, who understands everything from the beginning, chose us to be his faithful agents. To do the hardest work. Not everybody was zoiche to this tafkid. A faithful servant who is completely given over with all his heart to the king. He gets chosen for this job. This is a job you don't need to trust anybody with this job. This job you give to somebody you know that you can trust. So who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu trust to do the job? Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Habonu V'Sham Otanu L'Bador Zeh. He chose us and he put us in this generation. Hunosim Lanes HaNisoynes HaLolu. And he gave us these Nisoynes. Kefi Shenema. V'machashchim Hoishiveinu K'meisa Oilom. With darkness, I get you back. I don't know where this is from. He's going to tell us where he's quoted this from. Ach meidach mal rav chelkeinu ba'amodus abinyan anitzchi. Mitzad sheni. You're going to be zeichet to see the eternal edifice that you built. Kol koimus abinyan rav koimus oimdus aleinu. All the heights of that building that are going to be built are not about the physical building. That ruchnius together for he's standing on our backs. Shreim ein yesod ein binyan. If there's no foundation, there's no building, and we are building the foundations. Kol she'onu mechoyes rekol. To the extent that we lack everything, our ruchnius is what they say ala panim, to use today's language. Kol she'ed agon liyosa. To the extent that the void, the darkness, is so much greater. And we're building Yeshmiayin. And our level is much higher. Dafka onu. As in kol chayser noseinu v'mir tasagoseinu b'avoydes Hashem. Novi v'zat Hashem es ha'ilam al tikunoi. What all the great generations couldn't do before, great giant human beings couldn't do, we have to do. You know how great we must be? You know how great? All you have to do is look at what the Yetzer Hara has on offer today. The Yetzer Hara has to be in proportion to the Yetzer Tov. You can't have the Yetzer Hara that's 50,000 times bigger than the Yetzer Tov. If you take a look at what the Yetzer Hara has today that he's never had before in his life, never ever, you understand how great we are. You understand the demands on us to be great, to dedicate ourselves to Hashem. It's much easier today to be Kodosh than it was for Rebbe Akiva Eiger. The person wants to be Kodosh today. I'm not talking about being a Talmud Chacham like Rebbe Akiva Eiger. You can never do that. That's off. I shouldn't say that. There's a thing called Yiridus Adonis, but Mitzad Sheni, Kedusha, you can reach levels of Kedusha that no one else could reach before. And I'll prove it to you.
Because of how much we have to separate.
That's exactly the vault. Excellent. Kedusha gets generated by separating yourself from the things you need to be separated from. What did Rebbe Akiva Eiger have an opportunity to create Kedusha? If you wanted to generate Kedusha, you had to do it the positive way. You know, by finishing 60 daf b'iyun every day and then writing, you know, Rebbe Akiva Eiger. You know, or the Chofetz Chaim. You know, you sit down for 25 years and write a Mishnah Berurah, you want to create a bit of Kedusha. What could the Chofetz Chaim separate himself from? What was there to separate yourself from? The Goyish world was such a greater attraction. I'm talking pre-World War I, let's say. After World War I, it already started. Our scholars started and the Goyish world became very attractive. We ran after it. There was almost nothing left. Let's say up to the beginning of the Churban. The Churban started by World War I, between the two wars, the Maisa. But until then, well, what did you have to separate from? There was a desire to go into the Polish pub. The Jew, what are you talking about? Even if he wanted to go in there, be meshuggah. When a Yid wanted to leave Yiddishkeit, he became a Christian or whatever. He went and lived on the outskirts of the city. The Goyim wanted to have nothing to do with him. They looked at him like a piece of garbage, and the Yid wanted to have nothing to do with him. What was the incentive to become to go off the derech, so to speak? There was no incentive. What could you separate yourself from?
But it wasn't widespread, like
in your face. You weren't walking around with a Goyish pub in your pocket. You weren't. It wasn't in every street corner where everywhere you looked and you walked. The Goyim understood sneers as well. Just the concept of sneers, being able to walk in the street, being able to walk into a shop and being able to go to the cashier and pay for something without being bombarded with who knows what. The magazine stands and it's just. The things that a person can say no to today and separate himself from today, how much kedusha you can generate, you know how holy you can become by just saying no, no, no. And we know how hard it is to say no, no, no. You build serious muscle, like those are heavy weights. Which the previous generation had a different job. They created kedusha through the maisa, by the positive maisa. They created kedusha by being able to stand on one leg for 8 hours and finish shas. You know, you have stories about the Gedolei Yisrael and the previous generation, their koichos of learning and their desire and their smada and the koichos of avona that they had. But that was positive energy. But the negative, being able to turn around and say, no, I'm not going to. It's enormous kedusha. That's our avodah. I'm not saying there's nobody today who doesn't chaz a Baba Metzia 10 times in Bein Manim. There may be a few people that get that done. But I know too many people that are shi'ifing to do that. That's only the last generation of Simcha Wasserman told us he chazed, I think it was Masechtas Psochim, in the Pesach Bein Manim 12 times or something. You know what I'm saying? In Zman we don't get through the first 12 pages. You know, so. These guys knew Shas Bal Peh when they were 15, wasn't even considered like a Dresa Maila. Someone cancelled the Shidduch once. Because he found out the Bocha was 15. And that's interesting, Jay says, he thought the Bocha was 14 in the new Shas Bal Peh. So that was already something else. There was grounds to Mavat the Shidduch. I don't think about 1,000 years ago. They didn't have food to eat. The Simcha told me, he said, I used to have a piece of bread in the morning, if I was lucky, and a glass of tea. And we learned 18 hours a day. Today, if you were trying to learn 18 hours a day, I'll tell you, you're a sugar man, you're going to destroy yourself. Not shy, why are you even trying? There were young kids that were learning 18 hours a day that he knew Shas Bal Peh at 13. You can't do that. Take 13 years. Let's say he started at 0 till 13. Take 13 years. Do nothing else, okay? You'll know Shas Bal Peh. I'm not convinced. Confidence.
Confidence.
No, he said he started teaching himself to read when he was 3 and his mother stopped him because she said he was too young. So let's say he started when he was 5. 5 to 13 is 8 years. Take 13 years. Do nothing else. First of all, you go nuts if you do nothing else. We can't do nothing else. We don't have. That's not our avoider. Our avoider is not to build muscle. Our avoider is not to go into the muck. And it's just as hard for us not to go into the muck as it was for them to finish us in 8 years. Shas Mishnayos, I know people that know Shas Mishnayos Baal Peh. I have a friend whose son made a seal, Shas Mishnayos Baal Peh. Took him a few years and learned Shas Mishnayos Baal Peh. That's also not a small event. He learned Shas Mishnayos Baal Peh.
Just to learn one acceptable.
One mission also? I'm just saying that. That's not a tough kid. Our tough kid is tough kid to work in the darkness, to work in digging the foundations, and creating a dusha by separating ourselves from all the pituim of the Yetzer. Because today you can get away with anything. Today you can do anything whenever you want, however you want. There's no bush anymore. There's nothing. There's nothing holding you back. The greatest antidote to the Yetzer Hara is busha. Says Torah Tavlin. Embarrassment's a much bigger Tavlin against the Yetzer Hara. Who's about to do an Aveira and nothing holding him back, and someone walks into the room, what happened to the Yetzer Hara? He ain't there anymore. Busha! You use Busha properly. You know how to use Busha? It's the best thing. How does Web Chava work? Web Chava works on Busha. You're too embarrassed for your wife or whoever's getting your email reports to know where you've been. So that's how it works. It works on Busha. But if you lose that, what's left? An entire generation being trained and to treat people for not being embarrassed when they do things they shouldn't do. You shouldn't feel guilty, that's all. Just, you go to the psychologist, his job is not to help you get better, it's just you shouldn't feel guilty. Because there's this Nudnik thing called Busha and guilt, and it gets in the way. And we want to be able to live our lives without that. So please get rid of the bush of us. We live in a generation where that permeates the world today. And the greatest psychologists are saying they're trying to work out how to get rid of your guilt. So you just shouldn't feel bad. Because you do whatever you want. That's the generation today. As long as you don't hurt anyone else. I'm going to deal with that page. But that's the world's philosophy today. And don't think your kids aren't influenced by it. Don't think you're not influenced by it.
What do we have to do? Maybe fast.
I don't know about what you have to do for your children. I don't know. Ask the mechanic. You have to do what you have to do, the simcha. That's what you have to do for your children. You have to walk around feeling like $1 billion because you're a frum Jew. Not preaching it, feeling it. And they'll pick up that, wow, being a frum Jew is the worthwhile thing to do. We have to get it right. We have to become a real good advertisement for Yiddishkeit. Why would somebody want to follow you if you're miserable? Come become frum, you know, kefir days, and it's so nice. Why is everyone miserable? We have to be an advert for Torah. If you're not besimcha in your voidus Hashem, why should your kid want to come along for the ride? But that doesn't answer your question, I'm sorry. I know it doesn't. I don't have an answer to your question. It's Hashem will whatever. I mean, that's how we started off here. I was saying that you can't give to the next generation authentic Judaism if you don't have it, for simcha. Tachas shel avodat Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'teivah. The chuvan comes about as a result of our not serving Hashem b'simcha. 99.9% of the questions that get asked to rabbis today, 99.9%. I don't care what the words are saying. I don't care what he's asking. They all, if you scrape away all the nonsense, they're all saying, how can I be happy? Can you make me happy? That's what everybody's asking. How can I be happy? I don't care whether he's asking where was God in the Holocaust, or why didn't Haredi go to the army, or do you believe in animal sacrifices? I don't care what he's asking. But if you just stop and strip that question down, what he's really driving him is, how do I be happy? How can I have a functional, happy life? That's my opinion. That's not, you don't have to, I can't show you the market research surveys I've done on this, but I think it's fairly obvious. Ruba de ruba of people today are not thinking, you know, Aristotle. Most people today are thinking like, how can I get through the day and just be happy and, you know, stop being so miserable. Because that's to look at you and say, wow, I really want what you've got. What are you smoking? What are you on? When you walk down the street and somebody looks at me, does he think, wow, or do I look like I've got the same, you know, the same problems that he's got, and I'm overwhelmed and I'm miserable, you know, and I've got a good reason to be miserable because you know how hard it is to be from, you know, you know how expensive the schools are, and you know, you shove us every week, you know what that costs, and there's no time for anything, and I'm running, and I have to learn, and I have to daven, and I'm only one man, and I... you'd also be miserable if you had to live my life. So, yeah, so the guy's going to say, well, I really want to be like you. You know, can I join this gang, you know, depressant. I think that has to be the assault. From my own personal experience, I think it has to be the... Have you ever noticed when somebody asks you a question, even your kids, they're not interested in the answer? Have you ever noticed that? Huh? I used to make a mistake. People ask me a question. If I didn't know the answer, I'd say, I don't know. But if I knew, or something, you know, well learned it, I would tell them the answer. And then they start looking at you like this, and they start getting irritated, and they're like, why are you lecturing me? And stop patronizing me. Well, I thought you wanted to know the answer. I don't want an answer. That's not what you say. No, I don't know. Can you teach me how to be happy? That's what they're really asking. Check it out. They ask you a question, say to him, what do you mean? Most teenagers, that gets them to leave the room. When the teenager says, oh, come on, don't tell me that you're looking forward to animal sacrifices. You know? You can't wait for the Beis HaMikdash, we're davening for this. And Mashiach comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Abba Nachon. Yeah, you're a kid who's into, you know, animal cruelty and whatever. Yeah, he likes animals. Saba Lechaim, he's into pets. So he says to you, excuse me, but there's going to be animal sacrifices. You really believe in animal sacrifices? You really looking forward to that? You tell him, yeah. He says, but isn't it barbaric? I say, no. Okay. I'm not arguing with you. They're not asking real questions. He said, no, look. Oh, okay, so you're okay with animal sacrifices. I'm fine with it. That's it. He's gone. He's not even the room anymore. He's not explaining to me, yeah, but it's only a minority opinion, and there's a majority opinion, and it's sacrifice, and it's you, and it's really you, the Bible's at your place, and you eat meat. Yeah. So, you know, how do you think the meat got there? You know, so. They killed an animal, so you could eat meat. You know, get off my back. You got a problem with animal sacrifices? You don't care about animal sacrifices. You care about why you're not happy. If you've got a teenage vegetarian, you have to come up with another answer. But I'm just saying.
I won't be here next week until the following Monday.
You'll have to manage. Vor gesund. You're missing the beach trip, which is unacceptable. People can still sign up for the beach trip yet, still? Vuli. Okay, if anyone hasn't signed up, today's your last chance.
Might not
listen, we can't stop people going to the beach. But you're going to come to the beach and not be able to eat.